a weak solidarity Biggie team listener when, how can Senator compete with caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo Constable Peter Duffer attacking big supremo Anthony Albanese and the socialists for favouring the rich over the poor? Not that that's such a bad thing. It shows the socialist plans for another year of capitalism has fooled the capitalists, including Constable Duffer, and isn't he hard to fool? Tuesday morning headline, miners hope to be big winners. Wednesday morning, the miners were thrilled at the huge corporate welfare flowing their way. See? Fooled again. Explaining why big economic guru Jim Chalmers' Capital just couldn't scrape up a few dollars to help the poverty-stricken unemployed. But then, unlike the miners, they're not contributing to the good of the economy and therefore to the good of all of us and therefore to themselves. Dole bludgers, the undeserving. But Jim and the team did increase the rental allowance by a little bit, making it a bit easier for welfare bludgers not to be able to afford it. Not that it matters because they can't afford a rent in the first place. And Jim knew a minor increase to the non-corporate welfare the sponges whooping up on wouldn't make much difference anyway, whereas billions in corporate welfare is money well spent. Because that is what allows the poor dears to make life better for all of us, including the homeless and the poorest of the poor. With the added advantage, it fools the filthy richest of the filthy rich into thinking the socialists are on their side, when they're the socialists every moment is spent as champions of the poorest of and the homeless. Moments spent rather than money spent. But then, Thursday, wonderful news. No, not just Constable Duffer's budget reply, which naturally we'll analyse in detail. No, unemployment shot up, increased. Reserve losses bank supremo Michelle Rowland in caring business would have slept comfortably in her cosy bed, knowing her assertion that we must have more and more unemployment for the good of the caring business class economy, the greatest little economic order of them all, is heading in the right, the very, very, very right direction. For Michelle, asleep in her comfortable leafy suburb, knows more and more unemployment is also therefore good for the unemployed, asleep God knows where. But sadly, there were headwinds. As the great corporations always tell us, they announce record profits. We are facing headwinds in the year ahead. Just in case their lazy avaricious workers get the silly idea that just maybe they should get a bit of the profits. It's not like they've made any contribution to them. Well, other than 100%. Yes, dangerous headwinds. Just as Jim and the team have set up capitalism for another year, headline Thursday, budget papers not yet dry, unions to ramp up pay claims despite slowdown in inflation. Well, they never learn, using the miserable excuse that inflation is smashing the real value of wages. We know, listener, if they really cared about the economy, they'd be thankful for small mercies. Speaking of small, now our in-depth analysis of Constable Duffer's profound address in reply. Okay, moving on. How irresponsible that Senator Fatima Payman to call genocide, wait for it, call genocide, genocide. Worse, to sloganize, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Chanted at these long-haired, commie, greenie, wooden work in an iron, pro, non-land, non-people rallies for months. Condemned by her courageous leader, Anthony, as anti-Semitic, an insult to Jewish people. Interesting, given the minor fact that many of the people chanting it at rallies are Jewish. Perhaps Anthony meant, or certainly should have meant, an insult to Zionist people who know all the land from the river to the sea is their land. Confirmed by that map held up by their leader Benjamin Not Another Yahoo, showing all that land as Zion. Understandable, because while the world and numerous UN of the US of the UN of the world motions, vetoed by the US of, have condemned the occupation of Gaza and the West Bank, the expansion of Zion settlements and ongoing decades of violence and apartheid, Zion knows they are not occupied but disputed, proving that the non-land, non-people have no place in which to be non-land, non-people. making it understandable that when the caring business class Hayseed and Sheepshed Coalition introduced a motion condemning the phrase and condemning the non-land, non-people, the brave, principled socialists voted with them, just to show they are tough on non-land, non-people and irresponsible senators who condemn genocide and infer the non-land, non-people might just be able to have a bit of land and be considered real live people. Even though Zion is doing all it can to ensure less and less of them are actually alive. Teal independent Zali Stag All for Bosses told an ABC interviewer yesterday, we need an inquiry into all this anti-Semitism. From the river to the sea has a very clear meaning for Jewish people, she expressed her concern. What meaning, Zali? The anti-Semitic protest is a hijacking in the Zion slogan. It's the first we've heard of Zali since he attacked the government for giving far too much to the evil unions and not nearly enough to their caring employers. And Albo and State Supremo Jacinta Allen to Palestine are scrambling to water down motions before today's Socialist Party State Conference, condemning the government's position and calling a call for it to recognise the non-people as people and not support the genocide, which we can't call genocide. Nothing but courageous, our governments. About here, I thought, maybe I've been wrong all this time. So I whipped out the good old Oxford Dictionary and Semite, inter alia, Jews, Arabs, Assyrians and Phoenicians. Semitic, of or relating to the languages of the family, including Hebrew and Arabic. So no, that's what I thought. So all those protesters in the streets and on campuses supporting the non-land, non-people are in fact pro-Semitic. Despite that, Jacinta and her lot have banned MPs wearing pro-Palestine scarves in Parliament because it is, quote, political paraphernalia, prompting Greens MP Ellen Sandel to argue rainbow paraphernalia is allowed. How times change. Suddenly, gay, lesbian, the right of people to be who they want to be, trumps opposing genocide because opposing genocide upsets the sensitivities, indeed insults and terrifies those perpetrating the genocide. While it is anti-Semitic to refer to Zion war crimes because they are just Zion's right to defend itself, it is also a crime to alert us to True Blue Aussie war crimes, as Tuesday I watched a commercial telly news to see how they covered the jailing for almost 6 years of lawyer David McBride. After 15 minutes of the usual critical events, carjacking, a house fire somewhere, a bashing, you don't expect this sort of thing in this neighbourhood. I heard a bang and I thought, what's that bang? And then the car crashed into the shop. Something or other about happening to a beloved grandmother. Interesting how all people bashed are beloved. Anyway, at 15 minutes and lots of ads, I gave up and thought, which bit of a bloke who led to war crimes being exposed, being jailed for leading to war crimes being exposed, is not major news? As major as not one war criminal being charged with being a war criminal. And top marks to the Attorney General for saying he would let the law take its course and then pulling the defence argument from under their feet by declaring it could not be used for security reasons. In a meeting of the giant minds, former US of the UN of the US of the world Big Supremo and would-be Big Supremo Donald Trample the Poor and former True Blue Aussie Big Supremo Scummo got together, with Scummo assuring us Donald is okay with Faucus. And I thought, there goes the one thing Donald had going for him. Now nothing but vile, racist, sexist, jingoistic, narcissistic disaster that only Donald can make Joe Biden capital look an outstanding choice. On which, if we need a sobering thought at this time on Saturday morning, the one thing that stands between Constable Duffer and us is Anthony Albanese. Don't those choices say heaps about the state of our so-called democratic processes? Oh, and finally, Scummo agreed with Donald that charges poor Donald is facing are a pile-on, damaging the reputation of the legal system. Then again, we've long known that what comes out of Scummo's mouth is always a pile of. Good morning.